You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. Hope you're well. I'm doing well myself. As always, if you want to help support the podcast and the website and everything else associated with it, you can make donations via the links at the front of the website on the sticky post, PayPal, Cash App, you know, the whole nine yards. Or you can join the Patreon. And you can join our Discord as well. So there's lots and lots of things to do for the entire enterprise. So you can be a part of it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the issue with Will Smith on Sunday night's Oscars telecast. Okay, so I wrote a post about it immediately, the slap heard around the world, okay? And I've gotten a lot of weird feedback, I think. Like most people around the world, people are divided over the appropriateness of it. You know, was that the right forum for that? You know, what does it mean for our society? Blah, blah, blah. You know, all kinds of think pieces and whatnot, you know. Mine wasn't really a think piece as much as it was just a visceral reaction, because I wrote it instantaneously after it happened, and it was just my gut reaction to it. And my reaction basically was, well, this is what alphas do, you know, when confronted by a bully, you know. And you know, people they love are being attacked, they attack, you know. So I got lots of feedback, positive, mostly negative, you know, people condemning Will Smith to death and whatnot, you know. To kind of set up this discussion, I want to play, it was ironic that Bill Maher, just a couple of days prior to the Oscars, had this to say about the vitality and the necessity of real men in our society. So I want you to listen to what he said, and then we're going to talk about this issue with Will, okay? So here's Bill Maher on Friday Night Show.
Now, there's certainly no denying that there has been a lot of toxicity associated with men throughout history, oceans of brutality, all of which is horrible, and some of which is why our species still exists on Earth. There are brave women fighting in Ukraine, but the images of people fleeing all seem to be women and children, while every able-bodied man in Ukraine is sticking around to fight and maybe die. It's not always a great advantage being a man. And toxic though we may be, we do sometimes come in handy. As much as you may not want to admit it, there's a direct correlation between all these lady boners for Zelensky and the fact that he's what people used to call a man's man. He can't share right now. He's killing Russians. Turns out after 200,000 years, there's still a lot of another tribe is coming to kill us. And when that happens, you want a little big dick energy.
So I obviously agree 100% with Bill Maher. I've been saying this the whole time the website's been up, that real men built our world. Everything you see around you was built by men. All the buildings, the bridges, the societal structures, lots of the businesses, etc. Almost everything has been built by men. And you know, all the cars, like planes, everything. Men have built those things, okay? And so real men, are crucial to our society. They fight the wars, like Bill Maher is saying in his piece. They do the hard work. They're the ones in the coal mines. They're the ones in the, you know, piping gas out of the Earth's core or shit like that, you know, just battling fires. They are the backbone. There's nothing that replaces male power. All you have to do is just take a look at this recent brouhaha about the female swimmer, well, the transgender female swimmer, that won in a competition with naturally born females. Male bodies and female bodies are built differently. They are not the same. They're never going to be the same. Men are just naturally built bigger, stronger. And that's why men have been the ones at the front of a war or down a mine shaft or in space, okay? They're just built for these more extreme situations. And they also, men have a particular drive that women don't have as profoundly to conquer and to win. Like Bill Maher said, there's a reason why our species has survived all these years. It's because of men. And particularly alpha males. So I do consider, lots of people got into my comments and direct messages to me saying, Will Smith is not an alpha male. Yeah, he is an alpha male, okay? Sorry, he is, for sure. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's a reason why he's been the type of superstar that he's been. It's because he's been coasting off of his alpha energy the whole time. And if you can't see that, I can't help you, okay? But he's an alpha male, for sure. And alphas don't see the world the way the rest of us do. They see the world as like a set of values that they control, and they cast the final judgment upon those things. They're kind of like the judge, jury, and executioner of not just hierarchy, but it's our world in general. They're oftentimes the ones that stand up in a bar fight and mete out justice, okay? I'm not an alpha. I'm a faggot. So, did you hear the song? Do I have to sing it again? I don't know what it's like. I've been at bar fights before with my alpha friends, and I've seen how they react, and it's different than how I react naturally, because they are different than other men. Now, having said that, all right, let's just address what Will Smith did in that situation at the Oscars, okay? Now, I don't think that it was particularly appropriate the way he handled it. I mean, I don't think he had to charge up to the stage and slap Chris Rock in the face for making a joke about his wife's alopecia, okay? I mean, it was a stupid joke. It was really dumb. I thought Chris Rock looked kind of stupid all by himself just saying that joke, because it's not that funny. But there were better ways probably to handle that. And if you wanted to really be a leader, maybe you could have addressed it. You could have walked up and slapped him backstage, and it would have had the same effect of correcting Chris Rock's thoughtlessness. And pay attention to this fact, okay? All these people that are defending Chris Rock against the evil Will Smith. Chris Rock knew what was going on. He knows them, okay? It's not like he doesn't know Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife. He knows them. He knows about her issues. So for him to make that joke in front of all that those people, why humiliate her that way? You know? I mean, he had to be taken down a peg. That she's not up for an Oscar. Why is he calling attention to her? And I might remind everybody, it's not the first time that Chris Rock has called Jada out in a speech. So I don't know if he's got some sort of personal thing going on there. I don't know. But she was just there to support her husband who was up for an Oscar. To make fun of her in that situation was inappropriate and just simply not cool, all right? It was a dumb joke said about somebody that didn't deserve to be called out in that situation, period. And so I think it was appropriate for Will Smith to do something about it. Now, did he have to storm up there and bitch slap Chris Rock in front of a billion people, okay? I don't think that had to happen, okay? But something had to be done. All right. Now, the reason why I kind of liked what he did is because it sets an example, a precedent to men, that men have to stand up and do what's right. Okay? Alphas, in particular, people look to alphas to define the temperature of our society, to define our actions as a society. If Will Smith just sat there and laughed it off and let his wife be humiliated like that for no reason, what does that say to other men around the world who are watching? What does it say to all the women who are watching? See, I don't hear anybody having that discussion. What would it say to everybody if he hadn't acted at all? I kind of would love to hear from all the people that have been screaming at me at in my comment section, like, what about that part? They don't have an answer for that. Because the answer is too ugly for them to think about. See, because real men have to stand up and do what's fucking right. There's a war on masculinity in the West, for the most part, and around the world. This emasculation of men, this neutering of men. They want men to be women. They want everybody to be equal. We are not equal. I mean, look, I'm a faggot, okay? But there's no woman that's going to push me around, all right? Like, there's just no way. I'm stronger than them, and I'm not going to be pushed around by a woman. I don't submit to a woman. And that's just the fact, all right? Sorry, gals, but you know what? I was still born male, all right? And so I've got some advantage, you know, even as a faggot. So, it's just not going to happen. So men have to, I look to alphas to define my own understanding of masculinity. If alphas aren't willing to do that, if alphas are going to become cream puffs that shrink back and hide their feelings or worry about political correctness all the time, then where are we headed? Are we going to have this, like, generic gruel version of humanity where everybody is just, like, homogenized? No. It can't happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. Nature is not going to allow that to happen because it's unnatural. Now, you know, Will Smith chose to get up out of his seat, go march up the stage, and bitch slap Chris Rock in front of everybody. It was a very dramatic moment, and it was, and everybody is talking about it. And the reason why they're talking about it is because of this reason. Because what he did in that moment was the animal part of all of us. It triggered that part. Because we've all got it inside of us, that animal part. It cannot be ignored. Even though people are trying to intellectualize all this and try to explain it away, in the end, we're all animals, and we respond to animal behavior. You know, like at a gut level. And so, and when I say animal, I'm not talking negatively. I know some people are going, oh, well, see, an animal, we're not animals, we're humans now, we're more evolved. No, okay. Ultimately, we are animals, and there's nothing wrong with being animalistic. Okay, we all love having an animal in bed with us, right? So why can't we accept that there are certain laws, the law of the jungle, okay? Hierarchy is all about that. That basic instinct that we all have, that it's immutable, it's everlasting, okay? And we can't turn it off. And so when an alpha male like Will Smith, yes, he's an alpha male, gets up and takes a fucking stand like that in dramatic fashion in front of everybody, he's saying, no. This is the line, and we're not going any farther. And he made an example out of Chris Rock and all the other people who are like Chris Rock. You know, little beta males who want to spout off and say shit and not be able to back it up. And Will Smith backed it up. And there is no way around it. He made a statement for all time for men that this is how you behave. You know, Will Smith in that moment, you know, he was up for an Oscar. He was the likely winner of the Oscar for Best Actor. He won it 15 minutes later. And you know what? Everybody fucking stood up and cheered. And you know why they did? Because they recognized the king. They recognize the king. Because the king had just spoken 15 minutes prior. And he made it very fucking clear that this was his house. This was his time. And it was not going to be tarnished and destroyed by some stupid fucking joke about his wife. And I am proud of Will Smith for standing up for men and doing the manly thing. You know, just the same way that I was proud of, you know, alpha friends I've had in the past that stood up and protected me in moments, you know. Or alpha males who have built our world. Alpha males stand up for what is right. And I am very fucking proud of all of them for resisting the politically correct movement in the world and correcting it back to the way it's supposed to be, where men are men and men stand up for the weak and those who are hurting. And standing up against tyrants and people who tear other people down for cruelty or sake or a callous joke. So hopefully I've explained this a little bit better. I'm not coming down off of this hill. So, like, you can yell at me all you fucking want. I don't care. But, like, I'm right about this, okay? I don't, like I said, I'm not saying that I think that he should have gone up on stage and did that when there were other ways maybe he could handle it, but he wanted to make a fucking statement, and he made it. And I'm cool with that because I worship men, and I understand the importance of men in our society, and men need to be men. So, to all my alphas who are listening, thank you very much for standing up for what is right. And for everyone else, worship your alphas. They deserve it. Okay, well, that's the broadcast. Hopefully, Will Smith will hug me instead of slap me over this. So, anyway, I guess I will let you go. All right, take care. Love you.
Bye.